This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Sarah and Vinny.
On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Hey there. It's Thursday. Oh my God, it says Wednesday on my thing.
Oh boy.
I did check there to make sure it was Thursday, but then it still says Wednesday. Thursday. It's Thursday.
We should have talked about that in your meeting.
Yeah, why didn't we talk about that in your meeting?
Why don't we bring that up when you yelled a meeting at us 3 minutes ago, right in the middle of preparation?
Well, I don't want to pass the buck, but I did ask someone to double check everything, the spelling and...
Who, Vaughn or Vanessa?
Do you want to speak up? The person I was talking
to. Which one of the V's is it?
Which of the V's?
Oh, Vanessa! Come on!
He told me to check spelling.
Wednesday is spelled correctly. I can confirm that Wednesday is there. Anyway, happy Thursday, everybody.
It's a common mistake.
Of course. Sure.
How many times have interns walked up? I'm like, the first thing you do when you buy the paper is check the day.
Look at the date.
Oh, you want me to go back out? Well, I mean, I could do the show
with yesterday's paper.
Or, yeah, you could go back out. Okay.
Okay, I'll go do it. But if you don't want to, I mean, I do have a paper here, so.
Sure.
This part of the show is brought to you by Credit Karma. I just learned in our 6 o'clock meeting with our dear friend Hooman, who's sitting in for Yuzette, that we will be mentioning that the tickets to Alice in Winterland go on sale many, many times between now and the time.
Oh, is it today?
It is today at 8 a.m. Today at 8 a.m.
I actually had to have a meeting about the tickets going on sale today, yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of meeting?
A meeting saying...
How long can a meeting about, hey, they go on sale tomorrow at 8 a.m., make sure you guys mention a lot, how long can that take?
At least 10 to 15 minutes.
Oh, my. What other details?
Just a lot of repetition of that, how important this is.
Did you have to write it 500 times on a chalkboard?
No, I just remembered.
Yeah. It's not complicated. You want to see John Mayer? You want to see Maren Morris? You want to hang out with us for Alice in Winterland 2017? You need to buy your tickets today at 8 o'clock. It's super simple. I could have just gotten rid of that meeting.
Well,
no problem.
Listen, you know, good on you that you realize someone's got it. But there's a lot of pressure on people around here. We need to sell out. We want it to be a great event.
Someone
yesterday, when we got the news that Metallica was doing a benefit, I was like, well, first buy your Alice in Winterland tickets. Obviously joking, but not really.
Not joking at all, right?
Because we need that show to sell out. There's pressure on us. It's our event.
As soon as it sells out, we'll be talking about that benefit.
We want that benefit to be huge.
We sure
do. And everyone to be rich and saved.
But we need to promote Alice in Winterland, people.
But we do have
because
jobs
internally
here.
We need, there's certain people who need to be really happy.
But someone texted in, how could I? That's my job.
Yeah.
I'm an Alice dude first.
Yeah.
So today at 8 o'clock at livenation.com and ticketmaster.com, get your tickets. It starts at 8. This one is going to sell out. John Mayer is huge. Maren Morris is, I have to say, even just hearing the few songs that I know from her, I'm like, okay, I'm really looking forward to seeing her.
I love that song, Brand Fight of Hers. So good.
Which one, the Dear Hate?
No, the one where
the other one, the Hallelujah.
The Spirit,
Can I get an amen?
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
She has a great voice.
Yeah.
So she's one of the stars. John Mayer's one of the stars, and the tickets go on sale at 8 o'clock. We mentioned late in the show yesterday that Fats Domino had died. He passed away on Tuesday at the age of 89. He's been in declining health. His daughter said he died at home, surrounded by family. Why are you showing me Marilyn Manson's photo on Instagram?
I'm just wearing a mask for the camera right now. Don't mind me. I hear you.
Why are you wearing a mask?
Because it's fun. It's for the people watching.
And it's almost Halloween, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That guy is so disturbing looking. I love the contact lenses. The way he's got his makeup drawn, it makes his nose look enormous.
He does look like he's got, well, he does have a big nose.
Yeah, but I mean, it just, you know, because he's got the lines drawn way out to the sides.
Yeah. Anyway, I didn't mean to.
So you now play some Fats Domino.
Right. Yeah. Fats Domino's the story.
Fats Domino. So we were. Dude, I'm too sick to argue. I'm just tired.
Don't play that.
Just you guys, just play Marilyn Manson all morning, and I'm gonna lay on the floor over here.
Satan.
I'm exhausted.
Wait a minute. Oh no, it went small on me. What happened? There we go.
I feel like we're gonna
can't put on a Fats Domino mask. You know what they'll say about me.
I feel like we're gonna have to have a 6:30 meeting.
There we go. We're not. I don't have the energy for a meeting. I don't care. Have fun.
I can't hear you, Sarah.
I'm not saying anything, Vinny. Oh. I'm just letting you have your fun.
I'm done. I'm done. My mask is gone.
Okay.
All right.
I'm just so tired. Oh, my thrill on Blueberry Hill. So, Vats Domino died on Tuesday. Yesterday, when we were talking about this, I read that he's sold 65 million records, which just seemed astounding.
My first thought was he got ripped off. He got a bad deal.
Oh, well, he died that's worth obvious. About $8 million.
Yeah,
so.
That's not. He didn't get enough money.
Well, the deals were different then. You know, people had to fight to get the kind
of
money
they get
now.
Well, and he was a black guy.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure that wasn't helpful in the whole here's my share of the money, here's your share of the money equation. So he had 35 songs in the top 40. 11.
Listen to that, and he's not a 100 millionaire. Got ripped off.
He had 11 top 10 hits from 1955 to 1960 and was selling more records than anyone except Elvis Presley. Overall, he sold 65 million records. He was one of the first musicians ever inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1986. Rolling Stone magazine has him at number 25 on their list of the greatest recording artists of all time. Actually, I thought I saw a quote from Elvis somewhere in one of these stories where he basically said, that Fats Domino, he liked Fats Domino's voice better than his own, but I don't see it here. Something to that effect. He didn't leave his house in the Ninth Ward when Hurricane Katrina flooded his neighborhood because his wife wasn't doing too well.
Oh.
And I guess he was hoping nothing would happen. His wife was sick, so he didn't want to move her. There were reports at the time that Fats Domino was missing, and some people were saying that they thought he was dead. But then word got out, I guess his wife, too, had been rescued by helicopter. He said, I wasn't too nervous. I had my little wine and a couple of beers with me. I'm all right. He last performed publicly in 07 and passed away Tuesday. Here's something. There's a few things in this, actually. I'm not happy to report this because this sexual harassment purge is catching basically everyone. Everybody's coming forward saying, me too. 93-year-old former President George H.W. Bush just caught him. And there's an actress by the name of Heather Lind. Yeah, that was my throat.
Oh, okay.
Whose throat do you think it is? It's always me.
All right.
She is saying, he totally touched my ass and told me a dirty joke when we did a photo session. Or not a photo session, but just a picture. A picture was getting taken of us. Happened during an event for an AMC series called Turn, Washington Spies. And that sort of leads me to a whole side thing. Like, I guess this is is it Lake Bell is the story that star? Oh, no, Jamie Bell is the star of this. I don't know anything about this show. So I heard, Washington Spies, and I expected to see people like dressed like the people in Scandal or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it's a period piece, Vin, because there they all are. I guess maybe they're actually George Washington's spies. I'm not sure.
She's super pretty.
She's very pretty.
She seems too young to have ever associated with HW.
Like,
I guess it was at some event for their show, and they lined up for a picture with the former president.
Oh, so he did this recently?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like a minute ago.
Oh, I thought he was apologizing for something he did when he was 40.
Oh, no. She's saying 3 years ago when the dude was 90, still in a wheelchair. That he touched her from behind and told her a dirty joke and then touched her again. In an Instagram post that she later deleted, she said, Barbara Bush rolled her eyes as if to say, not again. His security guard told me I shouldn't have stood next to him for the photo. We were instructed to call him Mr. President. Another actress, they don't put her name in here, said that Bush groped her the same way when she met him after a play she did in Maine. I think they have a vacation home in Maine, don't they? Aren't they the Kenny Bunkport people? And he apparently told her the same joke. Here's the joke. You ready? Do you want to know who my favorite musician... Let me try again. Hold on. Do you want to know who my favorite magician is?
Who?
David Copperfield. And that's as he's grabbing their asses. I guess when you're 90, you feel like you can get away with anything. Bush's office issued a statement calling what he did an attempted humor, but also offered a sincere apology and said, President Bush would never, under any circumstances, intentionally cause anyone distress. And then they issued another, more detailed statement. I guess that wasn't good enough. At age 93, President Bush has been confined to a wheelchair for roughly 5 years, so his arm falls on the lower waist of people with whom he takes pictures.
That's what they said.
To try to put people at ease, the president routinely tells the same joke. And on occasion, he has patted women's rears in what he intended to be a good-natured manner. Some have seen it as innocent. Others clearly view it as inappropriate. To anyone he's offended, President Bush apologizes most sincerely.
Wow.
Stop doing that. And tell him ahead of time, don't touch any of the chicks' asses. Yeah. I feel like we shouldn't need to say that. He's a former president. Like, don't do it. But I think old guys, too, they just feel like, ah, F it. What are they going to do? Throw me in jail? I'm a man in a wheelchair.
I don't even know what to say to this.
What are you humming in there?
I said David Copperfield.
David Copperfield.
It's the punchline to your joke. Yeah,
hilarious. That ain't my joke.
Well, you're the one that told it to me.
Yeah. So I guess for right now it's mine. I'm sorry about it. Another woman's accused Harvey Weinstein of rape. His new accuser is actress Natasha Malsa. She's the star of the Blood Rain sequels. I didn't even know there was a Blood Rain. Now apparently there's a bunch of sequels. Lady Gaga and Joe Biden teamed up for a PSA on sexual abuse. Do you have that ready to go?
I do. I want you to watch the video as well.
Oh, Joe, I hope you've been good because...
I know, you're the worst. He's a massager and... All right, that's cute. He's like, I've seen him do so... You know, he'll be in photo shoots and like be massaging young ladies'
shoulders. He's
foot
and mouth guy. I really like him, but I do think that even as he was flirting with the running for president, he's just not, he's foot and mouth guy. I hope there's someone for the Democrats that can step up next election and it isn't him.
Right, me too. Although I do like him.
He's a nice
man.
I'm not saying I don't like him.
But you're right. He's like the king of the inappropriate.
He's the guy.
Comment,
you can look it up. He's the guy. The Indians run 7-Eleven, right? And you just go, oh, Joe. What are you doing, dude?
Yeah.
Well, but it's true. No, stop that. What?
Yeah. Just. Corey Feldman.
Yeah.
He announced yesterday he plans to make a movie exposing a pedophilia ring in Hollywood. A movie about it. Which I guess means it's a documentary?
Yeah, that's what it means.
He says he can name at least 6 offenders and one of the major studios. But there is a catch. He wants your $10 million to do it.
Oh, it's going to be one of the...
Yep.
What are those?
Crowdfunding, crowdsourcing, whatever. That makes... let's see. That includes making and distributing the movie with no studio behind it, as well as, quote, the security and legal team I need to protect my family. He started an Indiegogo campaign. $83,000 as of last night. A little short of the $10 million he's asking for. And he seems to be under the impression that people are trying to assassinate him. So,
if I were him, and I'm not, if I were advising him, let me word it that way. I would say...
Go for it.
No, I wouldn't. I would say, write a book.
Yeah.
Write a book, put it all in there, and then someone will come along and want to make a movie about... Maybe. Someone will come along. If it's all true, it will become a big thing.
Right.
But the way you're going about it makes it seem like nonsense.
Agreed. Anytime, you know, you're asking for $10 million to make a movie where you're going to finally expose 6 people in the name of a studio... Although I suppose if he really has six names and they all...
Put it in the book.
Yeah.
And back it all up with factual information.
So if you don't get, so if you don't make it to the end of the book, someone does assassinate you, it's all there. It's on the cloud.
Right.
They can't get out of there. But you're alone. Just how about
your
just
band's
you?
Not your family. They don't have to hang around. Yeah. Whatever.
Well.
That kid's got troubles.
Yep, and always has. He was
I
certainly
say kid, but he's actually
right.
40
He's
something.
Our age, right.
Right.
Come on, let's go for it. Bust into the club, I start tearing it up. Go
don't
for
do
it.
You know, this got stuck in my head really, really bad. Last time you played it too many times.
Go for it.
Please don't.
We're balancing out Marilyn Manson.
I like the Marilyn Manson.
I was just trying to do some stuff for the camera. It's, you know, radioalice.com.
/watch. Yeah, we need the clicks, please, people. Jesus. We need you to buy tickets for Winterland, and we need the clicks. 8 o'clock this morning. Alice in Winterland tickets go on sale. LiveNation.com or Ticketmaster.com. All right, that's all I have time for, Vinny. What's coming up?
Oh. Well.
Oh, enough said. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That's John Mayer. This part of the show is brought to you by UCSF Health. John Mayer, Maren Morris. Oh, that was very smooth, Bryn. I like that. They are playing at Alice in Winterland 2017. The tickets go on sale at 8 a.m. this morning. They're going to go fast. Set yourself a little alarm so you're right there, right when the ticket gate opens. LiveNation.com or Ticketmaster.com. Alice in Winterland 2017. You don't want to miss it. It's so fun. We look forward to it all year, every year. And this year, it's John Mayer and Maren Morris. Tickets today at 8.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Please go to our website. The end.
Thank you.
Here's what's happening. So the World Series continues, and Houston got a win last night in the 11th inning.
Congratulations to them.
They took one
sounded
away.
Like quite a game.
I had it on the background and looked like they were going to lose. Mm. So I'm surprised because I didn't see the end. Today is a travel day. It will resume tomorrow. The World Series will resume tomorrow.
And it, are they playing in Houston? Where's the...
It goes to Houston. The first two were in L.A.
Yeah, but are they? Is there anything going on with their stadium, or do they have
Oh,
to...
no, I think the stadium's okay. And all they're right. playing in Houston, yeah. And NFL tonight, Thursday Night Football, Miami at Baltimore, 5:30. And Stanford has a game.
Oh.
College football tonight, Stanford at Oregon State, 6 p.m. I won't get into it because it might be a part of the celebrity trash, but did you watch Survivor?
I did, and it's not part of the trash.
Oh.
I mean, it's, you know, the show's good.
Our local girl. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. That was why I didn't bring it up first.
I have a story about that.
About spoilers?
Let's finish ruining Survivor.
Right.
And then I will learn us how to talk about stuff in the new world without spoiling it. Okay.
Survivor. Yeah, we hardly knew you.
Yeah, Rourke is the girl who had contacted us early on and said, hey, guys, I'm a fan and I'm on Survivor. Talk to me.
Mm-hmm. We tried. I think we wound up like someone was sick or we just for some reason didn't do a show on the day she could talk. And then CBS said, now you can't talk to her because the show's starting.
I think you went to...
I went to a wedding. Did I go to the wedding?
And it's when we did the show without
right.
you. Anyway, I thought it was good, though. Good show. Continues to be riveting in my mind.
Yep.
I was willing to stay up till 9.
Yeah.
Which normally I would not on a work night,
right.
that is.
But so, Survivor's, it's worth it.
Good.
It's good. That's a good show. They
so
keep
she's
it
gone?
Interesting. Yeah, yeah. She's done. She got kicked off.
She seemed like she had it, but...
She didn't.
She didn't.
No.
I was to me, it was a toss-up the way that was going. Did you know that how that was
no,
going to go?
No. In fact, if anything, he's probably going to pick Rourke and stick with Allie. But I actually like the game that Christy's playing, the older blonde lady. Like, she's pretty smart, and she's thinking a couple steps ahead, and she says the right things, and she is working hard at making alliances, except with Rourke, where she didn't work hard with
him.
Yeah,
but she was out there exposed and wide open for eviction. That's not a smart game.
No.
So, well, I mean, I get what you're saying.
Right.
But she was completely exposed and could have easily been her.
It could have easily been her. But she made a real connection with that dude, the mongoose. I can't think of his name.
I am with you. He's just got a weird look.
I just look at him and he's just, I like him.
Flailing hard in the challenge.
So bad.
Like, dude, I get it. You're skinny and you have no shoulders on you.
Yeah.
But find a way to keep that ball from rolling backwards.
Right. I was like, turn sideways and roll up the hill. Just roll up the hill. The ball can't get away from you.
He really was bad.
And am
at that.
I the only one who's noticed that? I mean, I guess he's wearing his underwear, his underpants. Mm-hmm. There are these little red things, and they have like black piping around where the package goes, and they're so distracting.
Oh, I haven't noticed that.
Oh,
part.
Me and John, I was like, put that back. He goes, are you looking at his package? I'm like, yeah. He goes, me too. What's up with that? What's going on? He goes, because remember the guy said he's never had any girlfriends? Like,
is
I think
it
he's
good?
A virgin.
Are you, like,
no, it's just
impressed?
So. It doesn't seem impressive. It seems weird. Like, it's showing weirdly. Like, it seems very. I don't know. I don't even know how to describe
it. I really haven't noticed this. I did almost notice a little areola on Rourke last night.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
But other than. And they did show a full on.
I saw that. When she's coming over the top of the thing. They didn't even have to blur it. Like, her panties did
the
job.
No, they covered well, but
boy,
wow,
I was like,
she's probably
that is.
Like, yeah, had to show
well,
that.
Well, there's Machina up there.
Mm-hmm. Survivor.
It's great.
Someone posted a list of rules about spoilers.
Okay.
And they're saying this is the modern day
way
Bible
to talk about stuff. All
on
right.
How to deal with everything.
Okay.
And we are radio show hosts, so we should have some idea about these.
All right.
Shut up for at least 24 hours after a show airs. Okay, we just failed.
Okay, one down.
I disagree with that.
What do you mean, buddy?
I said I disagree
with
that.
No, I know, but what are you eating?
Oh, it was just a health bar.
Oh. Which is the health bar to go to for those following
for the organic vegan set
tips?
I like this. It's called Raw, and then there's a Star Rev. It's
Raw
organic,
Rev.
Chunky peanut butter chocolate, vegan, gluten free.
Let me see that one.
5 grams of plant based protein. What do you think?
That's not the one I'm eating, but I can't even name the one I eat, so I don't know.
I don't need the bars.
Oh, I swear, if they didn't knot you up, that's all I'd eat.
Oh, they knot? I would think that would be the opposite.
No.
Is that a bunch of fiber in those?
No, if you only eat those bars, which I tried that diet, it doesn't work.
Oh.
You will be so constipated.
What happened?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, you'll be so constipated, you won't poop for
what
like
part
a,
of it binds
4 days.
You up? Is it like the...
I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I just only, because I would love to.
Sure. Well, right, because they're a meal in your hand and you can walk around with them.
Crack
and
it open, eat it, done.
Yeah. I only like the ones that are really bad for you, though. Anyways, I like Kind bars or have chocolate on them, and so I just don't eat those. But I can see why a man on the go might want to, other than the backup.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, back to the spoilers.
Oh, right, I lost that. Where was I?
24 hours.
Yeah, so you can't
give it 24 hours. They say, and even after that, don't mention any big twists. If you have to post something, put spoiler alert in all caps before you talk about it.
Yeah.
When we would, I guess, play our little...
Right. We do try to put a spoiler alert headline on there. The problem is with radio...
That thing.
People are popping in and out. You know what
I
mean?
Well, we can't... We are trying to do a show.
We are.
I get that,
I do feel bad when someone stumbles onto us as we're stumbling onto the spoiler. But, you know.
These are rules about spoiler alerts or spoiling everyone.
In this day and age.
For shows you can binge watch like Stranger Things, don't expect to talk about the ending for at least 10 days. Not everyone mows a whole season
right.
in one night.
Well, and I definitely won't because we're watching that as a family. And so I don't even know if my kid's coming home. I don't even know if I'm going to get to watch it this weekend when it's on.
He'll be there. He seems to have moved back in.
I know. It's nice. Hopefully he'll be home one of the nights and we can watch a couple episodes. But then it'll be a couple weeks before he's got finals coming up pretty
soon. Is there
a
chance he'll just start commuting into school on school days?
Absolutely.
No, he won't. He won't commute in.
Oh, all right.
Do you feel like you're getting your money's worth for the room and board?
Yeah, I mean, he's there. Listen, I'm super grateful that he comes home. Like, there's no, I feel like you guys seem bummed about it, but I'm into it. Like, it's great. And he comes
home. Well, we want him to rage and make memories that'll last him a lifetime. That's all.
Sure.
I don't have any, like, really bad ulterior motives other than that he, you know, get college late and college drunk. And
I'm sure he'll do all
the
that
college
stuff.
Things that, you know, he'll look back on and regret. Those are important.
I'm going to enjoy it while it's going on because I know that he is going to, as time goes on and his friend group gets bigger and he's got more going on over there, I know I'll see him less. So I'm enjoying it while I get him and
we
looking forward to the vacations coming up where I'll get to spend some time with him.
We don't want you to get sick.
Who, me? Oh, because
he did bring a sickness.
I know.
Home.
Oh, what a. He could have skipped last weekend, I'll tell you that right now.
Anyway, for shows you can binge watch like Stranger Things, don't expect to talk about the ending for 10 days.
10 whole days. All right. Even that seems, you know, because people go back and watch stuff. Like, I've never watched all of Mad Men. So you could easily spoil that show for me.
Yeah, I think at that point, you are running a risk of having that ruined for you. But also, there's very little chance anyone's going to be talking about Mad Men and their ending because it's over. It's moved on.
Right.
And many of these shows, as excellent as they are, they're going to miss a lot of people because there are just too many excellent shows now.
It's true. They keep coming with the excellent shows. I can't wait to retire so I can sit on my couch all day and watch all the excellent
shows
I've missed.
But you won't because you know what? There'll
be
new excellent shows and you'll be over it.
It's so true. And you hear, everybody has a show that they're like, you have to watch the show. Everybody. It's so, you know, and everyone you come into contact, you're like, I can't watch all those. I'm just going to watch the one I'm watching and be happy. By the way, the one I'm watching is Star Trek Discovery on CBS All Access. I freaking love it. It's awesome.
She's just kidding, everyone.
I'm not kidding. It's so good.
Hit a drum hit.
If you're a If you're a Star Trek fan, it's great. I'm really into
it. It's an ad.
It's not an ad.
It's a joke.
It's not a joke either. It's not.
When you talk about spoilers in public, use your inside voice, whether it's a show or a movie. Assume people that I love the text we got where someone said they were in line for Empire of the Strikes Back and some dude came walking out and said, Luke's his father.
Right.
Is that Empire or is that Return of the Jedi where it's Empire, right?
Strikes Back, yeah.
Yeah, Empire Strikes Back. Was he doing it on purpose or was he just like, oh my God, I can't believe Luke's his father?
He
like,
might
to the
have
guy
been
who was...
just, you know, overtaken with joy and surprise, but he still yelled it out in front of a people in line to see the movie.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, who does that?
Yeah, jerkos.
Don't be overly sensitive about vague statements that aren't really spoilers. That's you guys.
Yeah, you guys, you texters.
Like if someone says it was a crazy episode, don't act like it completely ruined it for you.
Right. Oh, great. Oh, now I know it's a crazy episode. Oh, thanks a lot.
Reality shows and game shows do not count.
Oh, no, they do count.
No.
They do.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, reality shows.
You're expected to watch things like The Bachelor and The Voice the night they air. If you don't, it's on you.
Oh.
What about sports
shows? These are the rules. Sports, too.
All right.
You got to be, if you recorded the Pats game, you have to avoid any possible way that someone would say.
And people
the score
do.
To you.
When John is taping something and he's out in the world because he has something else to do, he's like, there's no radio. There's no taking phone calls from my brother. He has to shut himself down.
So Survivor's okay then, right?
Well, apparently it is okay, but I still say I want to warn people. Because we're on early the next day, and it's possible people can't always get to their show. DVRs, man.
I know we're extreme exceptions to the rule, but I saw this little snapshot in today's USA Today and thought I'd mention it.
What is it?
The average American has moved 5 times in their life.
Oh, my God. I moved five times by the time I was 21.
I moved five times by the time I was 14.
Oh, geez. Well, you moved from Iran.
How about you, Bren?
How many times have you moved?
At least 15 times in San Francisco.
Right. Oh, well, let me ask you this. Does it count if you stay in the same city?
No. Moving is moving.
Okay. Yeah, moving. That's does count.
That's what I
it
think.
It absolutely counts. You picked all your crap up and moved it from one spot to another. That counts.
You know what? During the break, let's figure out how many times
I couldn't.
Moved.
I couldn't
sure
even
you
tell
could.
You.
Of course on. You could.
Oh, my God.
Of course you could. You'd figure it out. You just go back through your history. Take all a right. guess. Take a guess.
I probably have moved more time. I probably have more moves than sex partners.
Uh-huh.
That is not a joke. That was the truth. That's a true statement.
Mm-hmm.
In my lifetime, at a minimum, I can count easily 12.
Yeah.
Sex partners?
How many sex partners do you have?
Less than 10. I'm probably the least on the
so
show.
So you've moved more than you've...
Had sex, yes.
Well, had partners. Or do you just bone them once and they dump you?
That's it. You know me.
Well, game over, man.
Cash me outside.
How about that?
How about that?
What does that mean?
The average American has moved five times in their life.
That's incredible.
That is astounding.
Well, let's see. The house. Let's say you stayed in the house you grew up in your whole time. Is it a move when you move to college?
Yes.
Well,
does that count?
Yeah, of course it does.
And
you
then
moved.
You move into like your first apartment.
Yeah.
And then you get married and you move in
to a house.
To a house, and then you guys buy a house together, and that's your fifth move.
I guess so.
I guess. That seems so low. So low.
Yeah.
That's
America,
that's
everybody.
That's average.
And they're calling that multiple moves. Like, to me, I'm all...
Like, that's zero moves.
Yeah, you didn't move.
That was just, like, having to deal with becoming an adult.
I do know one kid who's never left the house he grew up in, and...
How old is he?
And well, now he's, like, 44, but...
Well, didn't he go to college? Doesn't that count as a move?
He went to a college down the street, and at a certain point, his mom moved out because she was going to move to a different state, and he just stayed in that house, had his family in that house, raised his, like, he's
you know
never
what?
Moved.
That's great.
I
Is
know
it?
Someone like that, I too. I don't know that they were raised there, but, well, she lived there as in high school, but she's still there with her family. Her mom sold her the house, and she's there with raising her family, and she's in the same house. All these years later.
Yeah, I know someone.
She's back in Irvine.
Who bought their mom's house, too. That's so funny. But I would assume that, you know, like, as a child, because I'm thinking you actually moved a bunch of times as a child as well.
Well, no. I grew up in Fullerton as a baby, moved to Irvine in one house, and at six or seven moved again, and then was in that same house till 18.
So three moves by the time you're 18. Or is that two moves because you're born
no,
in
there's,
one?
We'll say three moves by 18, yeah. And then I'm going to say same. 40 moves since then.
Mm.
40. Easy.
Yeah, I'm gonna write it all down.
What happened
see if
to
I can
that house that, did your parents just sell it?
Yeah.
Were you sad to see
That's
it go?
That's the house where they gave me luggage when I graduated.
Get the hell out.
And then we all moved to San Diego.
Mm.
And I...
Probably
moved
lived
out
in four
on my
places
own,
in
and then
San Diego.
You know, that started the adventure, or the downward spiral, whatever you want to call it. Do I have time for another story?
No, you
what?
Don't. You can do a couple texts.
Oh. Come on!
You just don't have time this time. What?
What? I'm going to read some texts.
Okay, great.
415 says, to anyone who feels offended is never a good way to start an apology.
Oh, right. It's true.
Right.
Make it more of a blanket.
I
Just
swear.
Assume everyone is.
I mean, there's so many names popping up in this
sexual
Me Too,
harassment. Right.
The and you know, to the victims, they have every right to speak out, and maybe they feel safe now. But I swear when I saw HW, I thought, oh, someone's calling him out from when he was like 40.
No.
That's unbelievable.
I know.
I mean, what a... Really? And I didn't even read it. I just skipped it because I was like, add him to the list, right?
Right?
The fact that it just happened is unbelievable.
Well, only two women have come forward so far. It's not quite up at, you know, the Scandalgate proportions.
Will Bonnie be Marilyn Manson for Halloween? No, I will not. I have to pick something with an R.
Oh, right.
I'm going to a party this Friday night.
And everyone's dressing as an R thing.
And it has to start with R.
Vanessa has a suggestion for you.
Rat.
Oh, a rat. That's a good one.
What are you trying to say?
You should be a rat.
Starts with an R.
No, I mean, I understand that.
You're going to be a robot?
Is that an assault on my character?
Going to be Ricky Tikki Tembo?
Ricky Tikki Tavi.
What even is that?
Ricky Tikki Tembo,
No Sa Rembo, Cherry Berry Bucci, Pick Perry Pimbo.
Yeah, but what is it?
It's like this Chinese kid whose name was so long and he insisted everyone say his name all the way through, and then somebody winds up dying because they're spending so much time saying the kid's name. I can't remember the whole story.
Is there a song?
No, it's a book called Ricky Tikki Tembo, No Sa Rembo.
Do you know Ricky Tikki Tavi?
Yeah, Ricky Tikki Tavi is the mongoose, right? Yeah.
You gonna be Ricky Tikki Tavi?
You gonna be Ricky Tikki Tavi?
Oh my God,
Ricky Tikki Tavi.
What is wrong with you? This is terrible. Let's go to commercial.
Okay.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.